All right, Cullen Park, Paris, first time outside the country. What was the weirdest thing about leaving America?
The food here. I got to say, the food is horrible. My hotel breakfast is like, you could get salmon, tomatoes, which I actually love tomatoes, but like it was all stuff I didn't know. So I've been hungry, and honestly, I've eaten Chipotle 2 times each day just so I have like some good nutrition in my body. Because anywhere you go, it's like pasta and a lot of bread, and I'm gluten-free. I hate to admit it, but gluten-free. So the bread here, it looks good, but I can't have it.
Hey, so you got better as the weekend went on, like, except for that last one where you crashed, but you were looking good. Bad starts yesterday, but you worked up, and then today you were right in the mix. Had things gone a little differently, you could have got yourself third overall.
Yeah, I know. It's so frustrating. Like, my main goal coming here, I wanted to be on the podium overall and fell short of it, and I also wanted to maybe win one main event, fell short of that. So I came close on both, and I know each time I went out on the track, I gave it my all, and today I made huge strides forward, I felt like, compared to Saturday night. Like you said, I came out of the gate good, a second and third in the first two mains, and the first race I was right there for the win with Moss, but, man, props to him. I don't know what he did overnight, but, golly, he was good tonight. And, yeah, the second or third main, I blame it all on myself. I put myself in a bad position, and off the finish line, my teammate, he just went to go block the inside, and I was landing off the finish. I had nowhere to go, so I hit him and went down and bent my bars, so I had to come from last, and I think ninth I ended up in the second one or third one, but fourth overall on the weekend. And I will say, though, I'm happy that I feel like I've definitely made some progress so far in this off season, and I still have, what, two and a half months till I go racing for East Coast. So that's the main goal. And just, dude, the experience here has been unreal, and I'm just so grateful I was even able to come race.
Yeah, how'd that line up for you? How'd it work out?
Dude, so it's funny. I was actually possibly going to race some German races. I didn't have a passport. And so, like, midsummer, I'm like, dude, I'm just going to go get a passport, because German was for 450 class. I didn't want to race 450 class in Supercross. And I'm like, okay, maybe just go get a passport, possibly there's a, in case something comes up. I don't want to have to say no. The day my passport came in the mail, the next day I got a call from Xavier about coming to race Paris, and I was like geeking. I'm like, yes, like, sign me up, 100%. I didn't care about the money. I just wanted to come race, because to me it's just a good opportunity to get your foot in the door here, and I would love to come here each year, you know, so.
You haven't been to these, but this is one of the tougher tracks. I've been to a bunch of it. This was no joke as a track.
Dude, it's funny you say that, because our suspension, we're on, like, the A-kit stuff, or I don't even know what it's called, but, like, air stuff. Well, we had our suspension, Enzo, make me, like, a spring kit in case it got lost in the mail, and it was way too soft, but last year there were no whoops. And then, like, I watched videos from years prior, and I'm like, the track's not that gnarly, so I could probably get away. And at the last minute, like, the day before I left, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bring my Supercross stuff. I brought it, and thank gosh I did. I'm not joking. Those are the biggest set of whoops I've hit. Like, last year on East Coast, our whoops were not that big. So, on, like, this was really good practice. And the rhythms, the spacing was, like, really big. Like, even tripling in rhythms, I was, like, dang near wide open, where, like, U.S. Supercross, I feel like everything's tighter.
Did you do anything specific to improve your starts today, or was it, like, something different, or just it just came together?
Well, last night I think I was just getting too excited, and also there's a thing with the Hondas where I, like, me specifically, I like to warm up my clutch a lot, and I don't think I had it warm enough, and I'd come out of the gate and my legs be floundering, and me being taller, I think that just, like, once I make one simple mistake, it turns into something big. So tonight my main goal is just squeezing that bike, and dude, my starts are, like, the first one I felt like I almost got the whole shot. So,
well, good, man. Yeah, you got better all weekend long. It's cool to see you here for the first one, and good job, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.